Next case, please.
The next application is 11,840. Thomas J. Flynn seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setbacks, section 115-25C and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Boat Dock Drive East, approximately 1,253 feet west of Woodland Circle in Angola by the Bay Subdivision. The 911 address is 23423 Boat Dock Drive East, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 17.08, parcel 71. Specifically, they're requesting a 10-foot variance, a 0.8-foot variance, a 9.6-foot variance, a 6.9-foot variance. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Cindy Baker, 6 Waterside Drive, Harbison, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, members of the board. I'm William Schaub still. And again, this is a little bit different one than the usual. When I came in, I thought I was requesting 3 variances, and then Ms. Cornwell explained that I'm not sure what occurred. It's actually 4 variances needed, and one is bigger than I thought. And I will try to go through and explain those, and I certainly apologize. I can't read my own writing, and I met with Mr. Lang several times. I think I just wrote the wrong things down. But just by way of history, I mean, it's Angola by the Bay, and a lovely community, but the lots just have a way of reaching out and biting people because of their original, their size and configuration. And I gave the history how this goes back all the way to the 73 is when this lot was originally bought by one family. They built on the house, then the lots next door, they were owned by separate people, then they were joined again, and then my client, Mr. Flynn, ended up buying both of them in 2006. So what happened is, and I gave not only the history, but I tried to attach all the records I could find that would be helpful. And if you see, the first was 1983 survey. This was soon after people named Melson. They owned both of the lots. And if you look at that survey, you can see the lot line, when you look at it, made no sense whatsoever. I mean, it cut diagonally across the piece of land that is now 2 lots, but that's the way it was when they bought. So they built the house, but because they owned 2 lots, it didn't matter that they built the house that crossed the boundary line. Well, it may have mattered to the county, but obviously it didn't matter to them because they did it. So after they built the house, they then came in and got approval to just move the line to be a little more orderly. Well, first of all, so the house would be on one lot as opposed to on 2 lots. But as so often happens, it was not noticed that that house contained 2 zoning setbacks. So in 1983, this survey was approved, yet it the rear setback should have been 20 feet and it was shown as 10.8. And the front right should have been 10, and it was 9.6. So that was just not picked up at all. So those encroachments have been there since 1983. Actually, the house was built a little before that. Mm-hmm. So then, somewhere thereafter, someone then added. If you go to the next survey, you can see that the back of the property has changed a little, whereas in the 1983 survey, it's shown, and we did research the records in the county, we were not able to tell if what is off the back was enclosed or not at the time. So, well, we just didn't know, because it does not say deck, and we just had no way of knowing. So, but after that was added, you can see the next survey shows that it must have been enclosed, because then what is called a deck has been added to that side. And what is important to remember about this house, as so happens in, well, many houses, but many houses on very narrow lots, although this deck is on the water side, the steps are actually the main entrance to the home. So that ramp, it's shown as a ramp and steps, was not just used for convenience, it was the main entrance. But when that deck was added, you could see how it went over that, what the new property lines were, and then there was a ramp added that also went across those property lines to somewhere, to the shed, I suppose, or towards the water, because the water's back that way. So that's the way we were when Mr. Flynn, I'm sorry, he bought 2004, I said 2006. So in 2004 he bought both of these properties together. So they were not issues to him at that time, because while they were two lots, there were, he kept it that way, but then, and they were two parcel numbers is what I meant to say. Two lots, two parcel numbers, one house sitting on one lot with a little bit of a deck going over the line and that ramp going over the line. So then in later on, he then built a home on what is shown on the survey as lot 27. He removed what is shown as the shed. He removed the encroaching part of the ramp, and he removed a part of the deck so that, and I don't have, I'm not sure there is a survey that shows after that work was done. And what it would have shown is that lot 27 would have been totally vacant at that point. There would have been no structures on it at all. And he then built a home on lot 27, which he sold. Back then, he was living in Annapolis, and I know that because he was dating my sister, as it turns out. One of the people one of my sisters dated. And then, since then, and the reason he's not here tonight, he's now in a new job. He lives in Portland, Oregon. I just spoke with him tonight, and we had discussed his inability to be here, and I suggested that actually there were people that knew more about this property than he did, and that person is Cindy Baker, who's with me tonight, who members of the board would have seen before, who has been selling real estate and in Angola and knows Angola better than anyone. So he asked if she could be present on his behalf, and I suggested it'd probably be better than him because she would know more about the property. So he built the house on lot 27. And then what he had left was the property that is shown on the survey dated May 12, 2016, which is a house that contains two violations that existed for many, many years. But now it also includes the violation for the deck, because that was not there when the original house was built. And it was my fault. I did not ask for a variance for the ramp. But Ms. Cornwell told me that was in the advertisement. So that was added by the county after I filed the application, because it likewise should be 10 feet, and it is not. So the variance being requested at this point are, from the rear, it's supposed to be 20 feet. It is 10 feet now, but it was 10 feet when it was built many years ago. The north side, it is supposed to be 10 feet, and it is 9.2, and likewise, that has been that way as long as the house has been there. When there were two lots, and the lots were shaped differently, but the zoning encroachments existed then. The south side is supposed to be, I said 5 feet, and seeking a variance, on the south side, we were thinking that the deck, the variance to apply for was 4.6 feet because the deck is 0.4 feet from the sideline. But Ms. Cornwell reminded me, and in the past we've always done it, Although the deck can encroach 5 feet into the 10 feet, the variance being sought should be the whole thing. So instead of a 4.6-foot variance, it should be a 9.6-foot variance for that deck. And then a variance of 6.9 feet would be needed for the ramp. As for the criteria, the uniqueness, again, it's basically the lots in Angola by the Bay are by their nature unique. They are small, they are irregularly shaped, and in fact here the people had to come in and get a subdivision to try to make it more regularly shaped than they were initially. The 1983 shows us the problem with the size of the lot, the shape of the lot, and in that point, it was not even possible to build a house on either one of those lines, lots with the line the way it was. So certainly a unique situation. Then it cannot otherwise be developed. The present house has been there now 33 years. Without objection, without concern, you have pictures showing it's wooded, it's right on the water, there's nobody behind. And so the house itself obviously is not adversely affecting anyone. The change, the ramps were added, the ramp and the deck have been there almost as long. I don't know exactly how long, but almost as long. And again, without affecting anybody. Now, the person who could be affected, I suppose, would be odd. Well, it's always the same person. The person closest to it was the one most apt to be affected. And in this case, the person who is closest to the deck, which is closest to the property line, bought the property from the applicant,
right,
and was aware of all the surveys and where things were sitting because they had to be in order to buy that house. I think the pictures show obviously how close things are in Angola, but that's just because the lots are small. And it's not wrong, that's just the way it is. The deck is not a large deck, but most importantly, it is the access to the house. So the ramp and the deck are not just for looks, although they're certainly an integral part of the house because they face the water, and that's where you would want to sit and face the water probably rather than the street. They're also needed as ready access to the home. Again, it will not alter the essential character of neighborhood. Everything there has existed. All the structures have existed for many, many years. It, the only thing that really changed is there's now a house next door where there was not before. There are the minimum variances that can be requested to grant what's needed. Obviously, it's needed so the house can stay where it is, and so access to the house can remain. I believe that because of all the unique situation, and just again, kind of the unique history of this property, that Mr. Flynn has shown that he would meet the criteria for a variance, and I would like Ms. Baker to hopefully help us on this.
I believe the porch in the back has been that way for at least 30 years because just the sliders are definitely dated sliders. So it tells me it wasn't, you know, put there, you know, in the last 5-10 years.
Okay.
And Ms. Baker, your profession is?
I'm a realtor.
And
licensed broker, and I've made Angola by the Bay my specialty. God help me.
I was just going to say you like punishment.
And you've appeared before the board before for Angola?
Numerous times. Yes.
In your opinion, based on your knowledge of the area and your knowledge of this home, would Mr. Flynn be able to correct any of these conditions without a huge expense and seriously affecting his use of the property?
It'll affect the value of the property. The porch, that's part of what sells the house because it overlooks the water.
Right.
The back corner, you'd have to cut off a piece of the house. And the deck is the main entrance. The side entrance on the other side actually goes into a room that could be used as a bedroom, so it's not a very functional access there. That deck is where you're going in.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions of Ms. Baker.
I'm going to, I'll start, Danny. Mr. Mills, with you. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Just one. When was the lot line changed?
1983.
So that's...
That is the first survey that is attached.
So that date of that survey was when the when it was changed?
Yes, July 20... 21st, 1983. So the house was built before then, but I just didn't, I should have checked. I'm not sure when went before that.
Thank you.
Mr. Ricker?
It's amazing of how, when you look at some of this work, which you've been around for a while, and you related to some dates, if you look at the first survey, you see it by LPL, who is going to retire in December. It's our Lawrence B. Lank.
This will be worth something with his original signature on it.
It's really something that he's been around since 1983, so he'll be certainly missed. But the back to the your survey, the original survey here, that's, if this was, or this was there, you were saying that the ramp was there 30 years ago?
No, the ramp, I think, was put on by the Carrillas, the second owner.
Okay, the second
because
owner.
Because I know who he was, and he was handicapped.
He was handicapped?
Yes, he was.
Okay, so that's the reason he needed the...
Yes.
...ramp.
Okay, that was part of the...
And the Carrillas bought the property in 1984.
Okay. Okay. And if not, I had looked up a couple of times. I think it was Mr. Witzel there when you started talking about your sister-in-law, because he normally goes that route.
Well,
he gives us a little more than we need.
All my sisters are aware of Mr. Witzel.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
They love him like a brother.
Yeah, right. I thought you would get a kick out of that. I have no other questions, Mr.
All right. Mr. Barber?
No questions.
I'm ready. Sure. You have the question?
I don't know if Mr. Mills does not, but I've
got... He already asked.
All right.
Oh, sorry. First thing, the fence in the front yard, it looks like it's in the road, but also looks like it would block access. Is there, I presume there's a way to get back there?
Yeah.
There is. There's an opening.
Oh, wait a second.
On the left-hand side, that is not a fence in that area there. I don't know why they show that, because that's where the drive is that you
Okay. Wanted. All right. It just struck me as strange. It looked like it was off the property. So, and then the only other question I got is, Ms. Baker, you heard the questions, the statements made by Mr. Schaub?
They're true and accurate to the best of my knowledge.
You got it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I looked down too quick. You can come forward, please. You need to be sworn in.
Oh.
If you would, please.
Sir. That for a few years.
That's okay. Can you state your name and address for the record?
First name is Paul Leclerc, L-E-C-L-E-R-C, and I live on the left-hand side of Angola by the Bay.
And
I think I'm 112? No.
We'll have you swear as to where you're...
The address is Bulldog Drive East.
Okay.
Don't ask me for the number.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I always speak that way. Yes.
Oh, thank you. And I guess, can you just point out to the board where you live, you said? That lot 70 on there?
Lot 29?
The one in yellow is the one that is...
I'm right here. What's that?
The one in yellow is the one that we have the application for this evening.
Okay, well, then I'm over here.
Lot 74?
74 and 6, probably. Yes, that'd be correct.
Okay. Thank you.
I pay a lot of attention to what you tell.
So you're lot 76?
4 and 6.
74 and 6.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm on the left, facing the water. I'm on the left-hand side of Flynn's, the first house that he built, not the one that he's selling now.
Okay.
All right. And I'm not opposing anything other than I want to correct something, and that is the fence.
The fence runs right up to the property line, facing it from the front to the water. All right, and the driveway is on the right-hand side. And the people that rented it used that side because they had a ramp, elevator type thing for a person that had difficulty. What's his name? The one that the ramp that was on the left-hand side ran into the empty lot that Flynn bought, which has since been removed. All right, and people are using. They go to the driveway, and they walk across, and they go up to where the people that want to purchase it, and use that the what they're talking about, the deck there. Right now, it's still not a problem. The fence, if the fence is going to be a problem, just move it over a little bit, because they'd have to go around the end of the fence in order to get to their property. Right now, it's right on the abutting line that you're talking about.
So they so they access the adjacent property in order to get onto their property. Is that what you're saying?
Say that again.
They access the adjacent property. They
well, they do and they don't. Most times they use the driveway and they walk around that way. All right. So it's you know, it's apples and oranges.
Okay.
I didn't bring it up to be negative in any way. I know that the next door neighbors I'm concerned about it because if you straighten out the deck on the left, they'll be happy with it.
So you're, let me get this straight. You are so, for or are you against?
Neither.
I'm not against. Okay. I just wanted to bring something to your attention that you talked about.
Thank you. Just information?
Unless I misinterpreted.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
I love Sussex County. Is a great place, you know. I was only here in 57.
Thank you, sir.
You
can add 17. Okay. Is there anyone else here than opposition? Okay. Then now chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,840. The applicant certainly has demonstrated again the uniqueness for, I mean, the criteria for granting a variance by addressing the five standards, and also giving us quite an insight in history of what has happened here in Angola by the Bay, which is typical in that area from what we've seen passed across here. Uniqueness of the property certainly is apparent by the survey at 30 foot in the front. That's really small. We're looking at 40s and 50s, and now all of a sudden we're down to 30 feet. And it's not created by the applicant. The dwelling was built in 35 years ago, and they are looking at the variances that have occurred within that time. And hasn't been created by the applicant, and he's buying the property, the way I understand now. Well, not all of the central character of the neighborhood. It only existed for many years. And I believe it's the minimum variance to give the applicant relief.
Excuse me, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,840. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Upton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,840 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.